when we combine the two life years, what you'll find is you're bringing feminine energy into your planning process. So the planning is setting up a container for, okay, this is the broad framework, this is the roadmap, these are the countries I'm going to visit, but I don't know what's going to happen on the way. And so when you stand up and speak, you're in a receptive feminine space, which means you're not just receptive to what the audience is needing you to say and what the audience is ready to hear and the shifts of energy and plays of energy in your audience, you're also receptive to wisdom that's going to come through you from your higher self, from spirit, from your intuition, whatever you feel comfortable to think about it coming from. And so what happens is you'll write your three key points on your sheet and you think that's what you're going to talk about, and as you start to speak, something will come through you when you're in this connected space. And often what you'll end up saying is 10 times more powerful than what you thought you were going to say when you wrote down your keyword or your bullet point. And I find that so often when I speak, I plan, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, dogs and how amazing they are. And then I just write down the word dogs amazing. And as I start to speak, I get all these powerful insights about dogs and animals or whatever the topic is. I'm just making that one up as an example. But that I didn't think of when I was planning that bullet point. Much more powerful stuff came through me when I actually spoke. But I'd given the framework of that bullet point so that my consciousness, my higher self, the teams I'm working with, everything knew that that's the point I'm going to cover, but I'm open to the highest level of wisdom on that point coming out of my mouth when I speak. And we're going to talk a lot more about that next week, drawing our wisdom out, bringing through our wisdom. But it's just a powerful point that has already just been touched on by Glenys, that the things she said weren't exactly what she thought she was going to say, but it was still around that same topic. So that's fantastic. Thank you for sharing that, Glenys.